From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has emphasized the United States has made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
Look, what we know is that the maximum pressure campaign has clearly been effective. We know that it has put a tremendous amount of pressure on North Korea, and they have made some major promises. They've made promises to denuclearize. They've made promises to stop nuclear and missile testing, and they've recognized that regular military exercises between the U.S. and its ally, South Korea, will continue.
White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. Convoy relief trucks crossed front lines into the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta in Syria, unloaded all of its found food and trapped population there despite fighting the Red Cross says is coming extremely close. Fighting between the rebels and government troops has left at least 900 civilians dead in recent weeks. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a very positive step, adding the United States supports the country's political inclusion as well as its democracy. Kenyatta and Odinga met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential elections to start what they called a joint push for national unity. Tillerson said the U.S. will seek to work with all African nations. This is VOA News. A Taliban attack in northeastern Afghanistan has killed at least 17 government security forces, wounded many more. We get more now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
The fighting erupted in the mountainous Khwajagar district of Takhar province, where insurgents assaulted an Afghan army base. The district chief told VOA that insurgents from the Taliban's so-called Red Army Commando Unit staged the surprise attack on the base and surrounding security posts. He said Afghan soldiers and police personnel were among the dead. A Taliban spokesman claimed its fighters have overrun the base and surrounding 12 security posts, killing nearly 30 Afghan forces. Insurgent battlefield gains and casualty tolls, however, are often inflated. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Latvian Foreign Minister Edgars Rinkevich says Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent comments on retaliating against nuclear-armed adversaries, which would inevitably, he says, lead to a global catastrophe, represents a level of animosity not seen since the early Cold War. While some observers have dismissed Putin's comments as nothing more than empty threats, Rinkevich tells VOA's Russian service neighboring countries worry that Russia's willingness to invade both Ukraine and Georgia over the past decade imbues the comments with an ominous presence of precedent of military follow-through. European Union is ready to take the United States to the World Trade Organization court if the U.S. imposes higher import tariffs on steel and aluminum, European Commission Vice President Yuri Katainen.
We need a dialogue with the United States. It's clear. We need clarity to the situation. But it's also very clear that we are looking at the option to be excluded of higher tariffs. We also will continue our work, our preparatory work on potential rebalancing measures, hoping that we are not forced to use them.
Katainen also said the EU and EU companies are not sources of a security threat or unfair trade, as President Trump has suggested, for some EU countries and should be excluded from the tariff hikes. White House officials saying President Trump will be attending the Summit of the Americas in Peru this April. The decision in speculation that tense relations between the United States and some of its southern neighbors could cause Mr. Trump to skip the event. The president has been critical of Latin American policies over drugs and trade and has vowed to crack down on illegal immigration from the region to the United States. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.